All right, so we'll say good morning. So we left off on page Kuf Samech Ches. So remember again, the subject of this particular chapter was, we spoke about in the last parak, how to go ahead and grow closer to the other, create a sense of achdus and his achdus, unity, not just with your fellow, but unity between myself and the universe. And obviously the way to begin doing that is through the process of giving. So now the Mechaber discussed ultimately again, what is it that keeps people from connecting with each other? And we saw again yesterday two different possibilities. Possibility A was the idea that I see something negative in the other. And that causes me to step away. Possibility two is I see a difference in the other. People don't like to connect. People have difficulty connecting with others who are different than them. So you write over here, top of Kuf Samiches, Avodazu. This avoda of connecting to the other only comes about after a person establishes himself as a giver. Kimuvan, it is understood, as long as a person lives within himself, with the will to receive and not the will to give, these things that we're discussing, they're not applicable to him. Ki his chabruso lizulaso, eino novaas klal mitiv av o his hanguso shazulaso, ela shadam atzmo shakua biso chatzmo. Because again, as long as a person does not go ahead and ela shadam atzmo shakua biso chatzmo, choshev al atzmo doig latzmo. As long as a person is only literally shakua batzmo biso chatzmo, he's embedded within himself. He thinks about himself. He worries about himself. Remember again, the notion of connecting with others only occurs, that thought or that motivation only occurs if a person is thinking beyond themselves. If at the end of the day, all I'm thinking about is me, then by definition, there is no motivation to connect with the other. Haratzon ha'atzmi. The inner will, hadaga ha'atzmis la'atzmo, he shoresh nekudas ha'chatzitza. So again, everything, and this really just what we're repeating from last parak, that at the end of the day, if my life is about me, if all I worry is about me, then by definition, there is no imperative to connect with the other. La'achar sha'adam misalek es shoresh ha'afrodesh shalarotzon lekabel. U'ma'amid es atzokinos. And however, again, once a person goes ahead and removes this root that separates, this root of wanting to take, wanting to receive, and establishes himself as a giver. Once I establish myself as a giver, what I also do is I establish myself as an individual who yearns for unity. So what happens, says the Mechaber, now once we go ahead and we establish ourselves as an individual who is a giver, then by definition, I establish myself as an individual who is interested in unity. Once I go ahead, and then we reach the level that we spoke about before, that ultimately, again, see, let's go back for a second. What the Mechaber is saying is like this. He started this particular parak about why it's difficult to connect to others. But the difficulty in the discussion about the difficulty in connecting to the other is only a relevant discussion for those who have an interest in connecting. And the only those who have an interest in connecting are those ultimately, again, who are givers, who are nosing, So what he's saying is, you know, if I'm not a nosing, then by definition, the discussion about how to connect to the other and the challenges of connecting to the other, that's an irrelevant discussion. It's only if I'm a nosing that by definition, again, this discussion of connection even becomes relevant. He says, kol zman sheratzon ha'adam lekabel, as long as a person's ratzon, his will, is to take, is to receive, hulo yis'achid afilo im adam echad ba'olam. Well, it's an incredible yisod. You know, when a person is a taker, or a person is just simply a receiver, it is very difficult to have relationships with anyone. Not just with people who I don't like, or not just with people who I'm different from. it is difficult to go ahead and have a connection with anyone. A person will not be ma'achid with any other individual. Vim roin anu shu misachid. And the truth is, this is actually a very stinging statement. And if you see a person, who is a taker, who is a makabel, and you see him connecting with someone, just know, ain kavanoso lehisachid. His intention is not what? His intention is not to connect. Ella lekabel mimenu. His intention, see, we'll say, truth is, a lot of times he will make connections with other people. Why? For what purposes? To serve their own purposes, right? It's a strategic partnership. I don't really have a desire to connect. I don't really have a desire to forge a meaningful relationship. I have a desire to go ahead and get something. Again, not necessarily use the individual, but it could be that the relationship itself is for utilitarian purposes. So this is a stinging statement. So the Mechaber says over here that if a person is a Mechabel, if a person ultimately is a taker slash receiver, again, he's not going to establish meaningful bonds with others. He's not going to create a sense of achdus with the other. And if you indeed see him creating a sense of achdus, just know that what? It's not the real achdus. Rather, he's doing this for some other reason. He wants to receive. His goal is to receive in some way from this relationship. He is connecting with this other individual for his own purposes. And just know, this type of achdus, that's not called achdus. That's not called unity. That's called disunity. Therefore, it is clear. Therefore, again, coming full circle, this discussion that we are having now about the difficulty in connection is only applicable to people who've established themselves as a nosin, as a giver. Because once I've established myself as a nosin, then what? Then I have the ability. Then really, I've established myself as an individual who is interested in achdus. La'achar sha'adam chai b'mivne shel achdus v'his mazgus. Nitan la'havchin avchana nosefas. After I've established myself as a nosin, I'm a giver. And therefore, by extension, I've established myself as someone who is interested in achdus and creating unity. Then there's another discussion. Sheyeshnam b'nei adam shekalo l'hischabru l'smaze yitam. V'yeshnam b'nei adam sheyismazgus v'hischabrus itam kasha alav. Okay, once I establish myself as a giver, then there's a secondary discussion. What's the secondary discussion? That it's difficult to connect to some people. I am a nosin. I want to be a giver. I want to create connections. And now I can get into the discussion. Oh, and by the way, there are some people with whom it's exceptionally difficult to connect with, either because, again, they're not good people, or I perceive, I say that differently, that was too harsh, I perceive something negative in that individual that keeps me at a distance, or that they're just different than me, and I have difficulty connecting with people who are different. He says, "Behifraus." So we'll say now that we've established,
it means one of two things. Either you are a nosein, you are a giver, or at least you have committed yourself to becoming a nosein.
I'm sorry?
Or you can't sleep, right? So that's one of the three options as to why you're learning this now. So the idea that he says is like this. Therefore, lemaisa, now that we've established ourselves, either I'm a nosein or I want to be a nosein, now we can have the discussion about how to connect to people in difficult circumstances. So the next section is achdus. Now we come to this section, and we'll read a line over here about how to connect with people. Ba'ali nitios nefesh lilios, people with negative proclivities, inclinations, or traits. Niftach ba'ofen arishon hamoneh me adam nismazig im zulaso. Ein lecha adam benevim, she'ein lo nekuda misuyemes, she'einena metukenes. It was a very important yisod, that there is not one person in the entire creation who does not have something wrong with him. Each of us has a deficiency. Everyone has a deficiency. Everyone has something that's wrong. Ilu adam haya metukim v'taklis hashlemus. Because if a person was perfect, kan ba'olam hazeh hu kvar lo haya, hu haya nach menuchas olamim Because we all say, what's the whole point of life in this world? The whole point of life in this world is to fix ourselves. That's the whole yisod. To go ahead and remedy our deficiencies. If I had no deficiency, I'd be enjoying the licht gan Eden, right? I'd be enjoying a wonderful world to come. Kol od nimtza adam kan ba'olam, behechrich sheyish bo chalokim she'ena mitukanim. I will say, if we are here, this, you know, we are very different people, just in this base manager together, but there's one strong common denominator which we have, which is we are each profoundly flawed. The difference is, we're each flawed in our own way. And the amazing part is, the fact that we're flawed, that's not something bad about us. That's a reality of the human condition. And the whole yisod, and there again, so accepting, also this is also an incredible yisod in terms of building relationships. That if you want to build successful relationships, the first thing you have to do is you must accept the reality that people are flawed. No matter how wonderful they may be, no matter how close they may be to you, people are flawed. Because by definition, if you operate in life with an expectation that people are not flawed, first of all, it's not realistic, and you're going to be horribly let down. Then you're horribly let down, you won't be able to forge meaningful relationships, because every single time a person fails you, you're going to take that as a personal slight, as opposed to a recognition that that's just an expression or a manifestation of their human limitations. All right, we'll have to stop over here, but we'll pick up the Meretz Hashem right in this section, bottom of Kuf Samiches on Monday.
Yesterday you said our purpose in being forced to give.
Yeah,
now it's to fix ourselves. What is the...
The answer is yes.
And there's more.
And there's more. There's not one purpose. And the truth is, to say it differently, also different purposes take on primary center stage at different times in life.